Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly.
I love it at night.
On King of OX.
Ah, the Hollywood Hills. You can almost see them.
Yeah, if the weather's okay.
Yeah.
If there's not too much smog.
Yeah. But raining from the Hollywood Hills, Michael, is our own Sean Michael Lyle, a man who went to broadcast school in Hollywood, California.
On Hollywood Boulevard,
who worked in Hollywood, who has rubbed shoulders with the likes of Olivia Newton-John, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and so many others.
More than I can remember sometimes.
Well, and you remembered one tonight.
I remembered one. Yeah, I did. Meathead.
Rob Reiner. From the All in the Family show.
Yeah, Carl Reiner's kid.
Yes.
Yeah, actually, and this one was as a newsman, and it was very an interesting thing. I interviewed him.
You did?
And I interviewed him. It was about a, and this will be kind of surprising, I think, to some people. In California, there is something called First Five California, which is a program to help children during the first 5 years of their life.
Well, something that we call parents as teachers here in Missouri.
Called what?
Parents as teachers.
Is that
a similar program? It helps helps the parents with their kids when they're...
Well, yeah, and it's health programs, nutrition, all of those. Yep. Yeah, it's kind of the same
thing. So it's the First Five in California.
It's called First Five California because they found that from the time the children were born, especially in the poorer families, from the time they were born to the time they got to that first contact of school, that there's a lot of things that can go wrong.
Yeah. Right.
And so and the big advocate for this program, was Rob Reiner. In fact, he was such an advocate for getting First Five California started, he was the first commissioner of the First Five California
program.
He was the first commissioner. Yeah, he was the actual commissioner. That's the guy.
Went into public service.
He went in, yes, and when I say commissioner, I don't mean he was some figurehead. He was
He ran the thing.
Yeah, he was in charge of it. And I interviewed him, and we talked, about the great concept and everything, and about the passion.
Yeah.
But we also talked a little bit about the execution and the criticism of it. It wasn't long after that I talked to him, and it wasn't because of my news story.
Well,
afterwards that he resigned because they were spending more on parties than they were on kids.
Oh.
Which...
That sounds like Michael Kelly right
there. Yeah, but
there.
it was really interesting.
I have no kids.
Because, well, neither do I think.
I spend no dollars on kids.
Yeah, me too. Thank God. But I just got done covering like the Rockwood School board. And whenever I watch those things, I think, thank God.
Yeah. No kids.
Kids are expensive. I just see little dollar signs.
Yeah. Well, I don't care about the dollars. That doesn't matter to me. It's just like, oh, let that be their problem. But
He
was a good. But anyway, what I wanted to say was that in that interview,
there he was.
I was sitting there, and it was so hard. He was so serious, and he was a good, he seemed like a good public policy guy.
Yeah.
And not say, well, let me ask you, Meathead, what about, and it was so hard not to say that.
So, wow. And then he was a good interview, I guess.
Yeah, he was a good interview, and he sounded like he knew what he was talking about, but the program was in such disarray that he had to resign.
Well, and he's gone on to quite a career. I mean, we think about him in the All in the Family days in the 1970s.
Yeah,
I guess.
This was around 2008.
He became a director, yeah. Correct?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, director. Yeah,
well, he's done everything.
He's done it all.
Yeah. Stand By Me, yeah. Harry Met Sally,
yeah.
The Spinal Tap, The Princess Bride, yeah. All in the Family.
Yeah.
A Few Good Men.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Rob
Misery.
Ryan.
But I kind of thought at that time, this was 2008, that he was really looking to launch himself into a political career with that.
You thought he was going to go down that path. Well, yeah. So many have. I mean, well, your own buddy Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The Governator.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I think that this whole First Five thing kind of sank that.
He's done.
He's done.
I do occasionally run across him on Twitter. I don't know if you do.
Rob Reiner, yeah. He's pretty liberal.
He's very liberal.
He's very liberal.
Yeah.
But, you know, at that time, and there again, you know, I've said this about California, and that is as liberal as it is, and it's maybe it's changing a little bit now, but it was always liberal in a functional sort of way. First Five California is still around.
Right.
And it was a great idea, and once they got past, you know, figured out
the
how
parties.
To spend the party.
Right.
Yeah. Once they got past the parties, then it actually started to function. So.
I read an article, it was in Bloomberg, that Newsom, the governor of California, is now running ads in Texas and saying that one of the misnomers is that that's more expensive taxes-wise in California.
Yeah.
And in reality, it's more expensive in Texas.
Well, and Newsom, I've only met him, talked to him for just for a short while when he was mayor of San Francisco. Mm-hmm. He's actually, for what the crazy things people say about him, he's actually a pretty good public administrator. Uh-huh. And doing things like that, for example, when you say California, most people think of San Francisco.
Right.
Well, if you compare Austin, Texas to Fresno, you can live almost for free in Fresno compared to Austin, Texas.
Right.
Dallas, Fort Worth, and if you're talking about the parts of California that you don't think of as being, well, gee, I want to go live there. But if you're talking about Central Valley, for example, and that's where all the growth is, that's where all the economic. Yeah. I mean,
San Luis Obispo.
San Luis Obispo, you couldn't afford to park your car there.
Is that right?
Yeah. Anything that if you can get to the ocean, forget about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Except towards the north, but
maybe an unpopular opinion. With the exception of hill country in Texas, I don't much care for the state. And I've been everywhere down there.
Have
Dallas,
you?
Houston, San Antonio.
Yep.
Well, there's nothing there.
Yeah, it's just and there's no organization and no planning and people who are just in love with the fact that they're Texas.
Well, I appreciate that. But the problem with Texas,
weird.
One of the problems with Texas is, unlike California, which has where the counties are huge,
mm-hmm.
There's counties bigger than some states.
Oh, sure.
In California. But in Texas, the counties are, you spit and you're spitting into the next county.
Right.
And each county has its own judge and county council. And it's just, there's too much government and not enough good government people.
Right.
So, yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
And it's flat as a pancake.
So, have you ever lived in Orange County?
Orange County? No. Do I look like I lived in Orange County?
I mean, I'm just saying, you met
look
all the celebrities.
Look how I dress. Come on. I mean, get my shoes at Kmart.
So, Orange County, what's the most expensive place to live in Orange County? Is it not Anaheim? Is it Huntington Beach? Is it
anywhere on the coast? Santa Ana. The mayor of Santa Ana, his sister used to work for me.
Of course,
and his news director.
Yeah.
But and he went on to be state representative.
Right.
Santa Ana is pretty expensive, but Orange County, anything by the coast.
Huh.
So
there it is.
But anything in Orange County is expensive. I mean, remember, you've got Disneyland and all of that.
It's all there.
You know, it used to be called the Orange Curtain, because California and L.A. is so liberal.
Right.
All those congressional seats in Orange County used to be red.
Yeah, they did.
And they're all Democrat now.
Not so much anymore.
Well, there was an interesting thing. There was the El Toro Air Base in Orange County, and then the government said they didn't want that anymore. And the ag director, the state ag director, I wish I could remember. Kawamura, I think.
Oh, there he was, Kawamura.
The guy with a long ponytail.
Yeah, yeah.
He's really cool.
He makes
guy.
A good bicycle, too.
If,
really
you're, cool if your name starts with Cal,
but
you'd probably be a pretty good ag director.
I think it was Kawamura. But anyway, he got that turned into a giant urban farming
Really?
Right in the middle of Orange County.
Is Huntington Beach in Orange County?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, because Boeing's got a huge presence there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the military as well.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but there again, like El Toro, which was the air base.
We vacationed there 1 year.
Is that right?
Gorgeous. It's wonderful.
Either of you ever been to Cape Canaveral?
Never.
No, I have not.
You know, that's on my list of things to go see. I'd love to go see one of these. I think there's one going tomorrow or Saturday, right?
I think it's Saturday, the Artemis.
Artemis, yeah.
Yeah.
Going back to the moon.
Well, you know, it's really kind of funny that that they had this spaceship and, all, you know, you've got these commercial people who get them to take off, no problem at all. Then you get NASA building one. Can't get it off the ground.
The government can't mess it up.
Well, it's also that's the other thing. It's not as simple.
Well, you know, fellas, we could do this all night,
but we can't.
We can't.
Why not?
I gotta get back to work.
He's got to get to the news over here and he's go meet another celebrity while he's at it. Shawn Michael
Nelly's out in the newsroom.
Our Hollywood insider joins us every time we're here at night. Thanks so much, Shawn. We'll see you around the corner. What's trending with Braxton Payne is next right here on KMOX.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Every Monday evening at about this time, we go to the celebrity guest line where we are joined by the King of Pain, none other than our own Braxton Payne. Good evening, Braxton. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, gentlemen?
Fine. When you learned your vowels in school, A, E, I, O, U, and sometimes Y, and W, right?
Yeah, W's not a vowel.
I never heard W, ever.
Right.
But how come it's in the dictionary when I pull it up online?
Hold on. I went online. Yeah. You're telling me, Michael, because I know what kind of a student you were.
Right.
The one thing you remember from your education is that W is a vowel.
Let me just tell you, I passed with more better grades than our 45th president of the United States.
Well, okay, whatever. but more importantly,
well,
Braxton.
You actually graduated.
He did. None of us can believe it. What is trending, Braxton?
Before we get to that, you looked up that W is a vowel. What did you use, like Bing search engine?
Just here on my Safari, I typed in A space E space I space O space U, Y and space okay. W, and it pulls up right there in the dictionary.com, and they explain to you that W is considered to be a vowel in some instances.
Socialist.
No wonder why no one trusts the internet anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah. What's trending on the internet?
Well, we really only have, I figured we got two timely options.
All right.
We got, Labor Day. And then we also have a college football.
Oh, yeah.
College football.
Well, and they kind of go hand in hand, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, so we can talk about both of them. I'll start with college football because that's what I'm most excited about.
Go right ahead.
I mean, the worst team in the SEC is playing tonight. They're playing some C-League team. That would be the University of Mizzou.
Uh-oh.
And they're winning, they're winning at halftime. But
watch it, pal.
I think what we should do, though, I don't mind these Thursday night games. You know, the NFL starts to do it. College football starting to do it. You know, obviously,
right. All
the games on Saturday. I kind of like the Thursday night, Saturday, maybe we even throw like a Monday night game in there, you know, for the second tier teams like Mizzou. It would be nice to have something other than watching the NFL all the time.
This guy.
I don't mind watching the NFL. I love college football, but I like college football on Saturdays.
Yeah, I do too. But, you know, Thursday's the new Friday night. Thursday night is.
Do you know what the premier game on Saturday is?
I don't.
It's Saturday evening. It's the Lord's team. Notre Dame is taking on Ohio State.
Ohio State wins that game.
I think you're right. It's in Ohio State.
Yeah.
Notre Dame, you know, they're committed to education and Christian values. Uh-huh. They've avoided buying the teams and the players like, I don't know, the University of Georgia. Have you seen the scam that's run down at University of Georgia?
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
well,
Braxton.
You have to do what you can to compete within the rules of the league now with the NIL. You know, you have to do what you have to do.
You know who's a proud Georgia alumni?
And
Herschel
also,
Walker.
Let's not...
Yes.
Oh, God.
You mean Senator Walker.
Yeah, hope not. Let's not forget, you know, it's the defending national champion, University of Georgia Bulldogs.
Whatever.
And they actually have a big game on Saturday as well. I mean, they're playing Oregon, which is, you know, a top 25 team.
Oregon's a good team.
Hey, Notre Dame's playing the number two team in the country.
All right, good for them.
I'm not denying that. I'm just saying, you know, we have the nice 2:30 game, which is the prime time slot, you know, because more people care about
it's
that.
It's about time you all sober up down there, isn't it?
Oh, no.
You would think that Braxton, this nice young man.
Yeah.
Braxton, where'd you grow up? In St. Charles?
Yes.
Grows up in St. Charles, spent his whole life as a St. Charlesian right here. He is a fan of the Colorado Avalanche.
Unbelievable.
The Georgia Bulldogs.
Defending world champions. Defending national champions.
And who's your NFL team?
I don't have one.
Yeah,
you
Kansas
know.
City.
No, nobody really cares about the NFL that much.
Yeah,
I mean,
I
like to bet on the NFL in states that are legal, obviously.
Yeah, well, we don't do that here in Missouri.
Yeah.
Not much is legal.
We're backwards.
Not much is legal. Pull out your Bible and start reading. Hey, what is our second? What is our second trending issue?
Labor Day.
So Labor Day, obviously, is this Monday, you know. And a new poll came out recently that 71% of Americans have a favorable opinion of labor unions. Which
I
is
saw
the
that.
It's been
since
1965.
Yeah.
Just to put that in perspective, in 2010. It was 48% of Americans had a favorable opinion. So they were underwater just, you know, 12 years ago, and it's grown by that much in those 12 years. So I think that's a really good sign
to
organized labor.
To what do you ascribe that ascendancy?
Yeah, so I think there's a couple things. I think number one is, you know, wages have remained stagnant with inflation. So people are not making as much and doing, you know, the same amount of work or even more work. And having to take one or two jobs. And labor unions, you know, when you're in a member of a labor union, most of the time you have one job, you have great benefits, you have health care, and you're able to retire with benefits. So obviously people want that in this type of environment. I think also number two, younger people are much more in favor of labor unions. It's over 80% for people under the age of 30. And they view it as a group of people that they can join no matter the sector. You know, when I was growing up, it was the construction trades, grocery store workers, and public sector workers. Now we're talking, you know, Amazon workers. We're talking Starbucks workers.
Well, let's talk about that for a second, because I agree with you on everything you just said. But I do find it interesting that young people are supporting unions at the highest level, yet many of the companies that are being targeted by unions are still getting support from those young folks. And Starbucks, I think, is a prime example. I mean, Starbucks is waging an all-out war against the unions trying to organize inside their stores. But you don't see people honoring the Starbucks picket lines the way that you do maybe in an auto plant.
Yeah, I think it's a matter of convenience. We live in an era where, you know, you don't technically have to cross the picket line to support Amazon, right? You know, you can order online and you don't have to cross that picket line. There's no physical Amazon store. So I think you're seeing a lot of matter of convenience over what they may support or the morals. But I think what you're seeing is a change in that type of mentality. I think a lot of the younger generation, when I say younger, I mean under the age of 50, are seeing that they're doing things with their pocketbook more often. So they're able to, you know, they're ethical shopping, they're doing those things. But with that being said, as unions become more favorable, it means that more people know what they're doing. Right. And know who they are. So in order to not cross that picket line, quote unquote, you have to understand what a union is doing. And I think that we're actually informing people throughout this country what labor unions and union workers have done for not only union workers, but workers that are not unionized.
There's no doubt about it. You know, the other thing that's interesting, John, and this has happened in the time that you and I've been working.
Yeah.
You know, labor unions used to be the boogeyman for the Republican Party. They called them union bosses and stuff.
Right.
And you now see Republican and Democrat candidates alike trying to court the trade unions for their support.
Well, and a lot of those trade union members, because of their good wages that they earn, they're voting Republican in increasing numbers. And so it's natural that Republican candidates and office holders would seek out that support.
Yeah, it's just, but you and I often talk about the realignment that's happening out there. I mean, we're seeing a real push towards Republicans courting union members. Braxton, you do it for a living. You see it every day.
Yeah, and I think one of the things we're seeing, too, is not only the younger generation, but the older generation, you know, people that are retired, they've grown by 6% since this last poll in just 1 year in favorability towards unions. And that's because a lot of these people are retired and they're retired on union wages and they talk to their friends and their family and they say, well, the only reason we're able to do this or we're able to go down to Florida or whatever it may be is because, you know, I have a nice union pension. So they're seeing the benefits of that as well.
What are you doing with your Labor Day holiday?
I am going to the great state of Colorado for a wedding. Yes, we have a wedding on Sunday and a wedding this weekend. So
wow,
that weekend
that's a lot of weddings.
Yeah. He's in that age where everybody's having weddings
or
having
waves. I'm in the second wave. So we had 10 weddings the year before COVID. Then COVID happened. Obviously, no one had weddings. Then we had a couple, you know, and then we have back to 6 this year and then none next year. So we're in that, like, wave. Next year will be all the babies.
Yeah, and then what, about 4 more years, it's the divorces, right? Is that how that works?
Yeah. I'd like to say our generation will give it 8 years and then a divorce. So give me another 6 years and then we got the divorce party.
I gave it eight months.
I'm going on 32 myself, so.
Good for you. Yeah. I made it 8 months. I didn't even make it a full school year. True story.
You didn't even give it enough time for a baby to
We couldn't even have a child. Okay, that's my mom's listening.
Yeah,
that's Braxton Payne. I'm Michael Kelly.
Thanks,
John
Brax.
Hancock. Thanks so much, Braxton. We'll talk to you again on Monday of next week. Coming up next, one of the goats is getting ready to walk away from it. We'll talk about it.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hancock and Kelly, we're going to take you all the way up to 10 o'clock. You'll have Best of Glover after that, and then we'll go home, sleep for about 5 hours, and come back in here to wake you up tomorrow morning.
Back will be 8:20 tomorrow.
8:20 something?
Something.
Huh.
Yeah.
What was I going to ask you?
I don't know.
Oh.
Yes.
It's well documented here that I'm not the biggest fan of all different sports. I have specific gender-related sports that I like more than the others.
Okay.
For instance.
Yes.
I like men's basketball. I'm not a fan of women's basketball.
At all.
No. I like women's soccer and men's soccer equally.
Huh.
I like women's volleyball.
Right.
I don't like men's volleyball.
Fascinating.
I don't like men's tennis,
yeah. But
I do. I love women's tennis.
Well,
I think women's tennis is the best.
Huh.
And this week, Serena Williams
is retiring
at the U.S. Open.
Maybe. She hasn't said definitively.
Oh, she's retiring.
She hasn't said definitively.
Yeah, she says this is
She's been vague.
Has she?
She has been vague.
Well, she clearly is the GOAT. Between men and women's tennis, she is the supreme tennis player of all time.
So, well, certainly has been during her career. Now, I mean, you could make a case for...
go ahead.
Well, you got...
Chris Evert.
No. You got Martina Navratilova.
No,
you could make
maybe,
a case.
Maybe.
Make a case. You got Yvonne...
Steffi Graf. Maybe.
Yvonne
not
Goolagong.
Really.
Yvonne Goolagong.
But there is probably...
Steffi Graf.
There's only one that's in the same era. You know, what is that?
Rarefied air.
There you go. Billie Jean King.
No.
Yes.
No, she wasn't
there.
John,
the entire United States Open tennis complex is named after Billie Jean
King.
Well,
good for her. But she was not one of the greatest female tennis players of all time. She just wasn't.
314-436-7900.
But I will grant you that Serena Williams very well may be the greatest female tennis player of all time.
Well, I think she may be the greatest tennis player of all time. And
period.
She's getting ready to go. Did you get a chance to watch her earlier in the
week?
Didn't
see it.
So they did something really cool. I should have given PJ the audio of it, but they did this tribute to her after her first win.
Yeah.
And Oprah did this voiceover of everything going on, and Serena gave a speech. It was really awesome. I mean, you had Bill Clinton there, which, by the way, was sitting next to Dr. Ruth.
Oh, wow.
Seriously, this isn't a Saturday Night Live skit.
Yeah.
It was Bill Clinton and Dr. Ruth
there
sitting
it is.
There. You had... so many people,
Ruth
Tiger
Westheimer
Woods.
Ruth Westheimer is still alive.
Yes, can you believe that?
I can't believe that.
Tiger Woods was there.
Yeah, I know. It was a big crowd.
You had, I told you, Bill Clinton. You had Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
You had Martina Navratilova.
She was there.
You had Hollywood stars there. It was the place to be.
PJ's got some sound from this thing.
What's there to say? The years went by in a blink.
Is that Billie Jean King?
Oh, that's
like
Oprah.
Yesterday.
Oh.
He's a goat.
You've given us so much.
Oh, it is
all
Oprah.
We can do.
You like
is
Oprah?
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Thank you for making the bright lights
like
brighter
and
the Big Apple bigger.
I mean, I don't know. Oprah's not one of those people. She's kind of like Bob Costas, like kind of universally liked. Well, I guess Bob's kind of changing his positions these days, which I love.
Yeah.
Speaking the truth. But, I mean, they're just kind of universally liked people, right?
Yeah. Historically non-controversial.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Oprah certainly falls into that category.
Right. Oprah. Although she got out into the middle of it for Barack Obama, didn't she?
She did, and there was a lot of talk that she might run for president at one point.
So who invented talk television? Was it Sally Jesse Raphael, or was it Phil Donahue?
No. Well, before that, I mean, you
Phil
had
Donahue?
Mike Douglas. Well, you had all of the talk shows. You go back to Mike Douglas, and you had Dick Cavett at night, and certainly Jack Parr and The Tonight Show was a talk show.
Yeah, but I mean, what we know daytime talk to be.
Oh.
That'd be Donahue, right?
Probably Phil Donahue, yeah.
You used to watch that when you were back in college?
No.
Yeah, he used to have some really quality program.
Yeah,
and then it kind of got into, you know, Nazis and,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, and then you had the guy that threw the chairs. You know what was his name?
Geraldo?
No, the guy, he was the mayor of Cincinnati.
Oh,
Jerry Springer.
Jerry Springer, yeah. I almost said Jerry Seinfeld.
Right.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, but that talk television, yeah, and it's, do they even have, I guess The View is kind of that now.
Well, I think the girl from Drew Barrymore has a talk show. Oh. Ellen, I think, just wanted to down her talk show.
Yeah, right.
There's Wendy Williams has a talk show.
Okay.
I even think that the dude who does The Family Feud has a talk show. He also hosted the Miss America pageant
and announced the wrong person.
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey, yeah.
Yeah, he's got a talk show.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Do you remember Sally Jesse Raphael?
I do. She was from St. Louis.
I think she taped that sometimes here.
Didn't probably she? Did. She's from here. Really? She was from here. Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
That's before PJ's time.
Yeah, I got into talk shows when I was at college. What is it about daytime television that gets college kids wrapped up? Because I had Days of Our Lives and I had, you know.
Because you don't go to class.
No.
Yeah, so you blow off class and what are you going to do? You watch television.
Now, do you know what the difference between college and now is?
Hmm.
Now I wake up when I used to come home.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'll tell you what, I can go to bed right now if you want to know the truth. I've had a long day today.
Yeah? What time did you wake up?
This morning I got up, so it would have been 6, and I had my first call at 7:30 and just run ever since.
So was this more than 1.5 cups of coffee?
I had 2 cups of coffee today, yeah.
Yeah,
I did.
You're living dangerously, huh?
I did, yeah.
Did you then immediately clean out the coffee pot and get it ready for tomorrow?
No, I've got to make the coffee when I get home. I've been thinking about that.
John has a weird obsession with the idea that you have to have the coffee made the night before.
Well, yeah.
Even if you have to get up and push the button to start the coffee. So, for instance, he and I go to Florida one time. We're down there hanging out in this condominium, and John keeps saying to me, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We ought to make the coffee for tomorrow. And I'm like, what? You want coffee? Sure, I'll make you some. He's like, no. We got to put the grounds and the thing and have it all ready.
So that when you get up, all you got to do is hit that button and off you go.
But every day that I spent with you, I was the one who was in there hitting the button, drinking the coffee for about an hour before you rolled out.
Well, that's good for you. And weren't you glad the coffee was ready?
I would have been fine with making it in the morning.
No, you wouldn't have. You want to make the coffee the night before.
I think that's weird.
You do it. It's not weird.
You keep your coffee in the freezer?
No.
I do.
I've got a vacuum-packed receptacle.
Have you ever seen people who keep their coffee in the freezer?
Yes, of course.
Well, they tell me it keeps it fresher.
My coffee's very fresh.
Yeah. What do you mean you have a vacuum pack?
I mean, no. You get the thing, and the thing loops over, and you pull the thing
and
down.
And it just sucks all the air out?
And
And then where do you throw it? Just in the regular pantry?
Yeah, it's
next
just
to the
in
sugar
the pantry.
And,
it's right up there with the coffee filters.
Right next to the coffee filters. Yeah.
Which is the way you should do it.
Well, you are a man of routine.
I am.
And then what when you have a morning like you had today, I know you like to do the Sudoku and...
Only do the Sudoku on Saturdays.
Why?
Because the rest of the week is too easy.
What do you mean it's too easy?
It's like the New York Times crossword. They get progressively harder as the week goes on. So the Friday and Saturday Sudokus are hard. They're challenging.
Yeah.
So I save the Friday one on Friday, which I will tomorrow morning.
Uh-huh.
And then Saturday morning, I go out and I get the paper, and I got the Saturday Sudoku there. And I'll sit and have my coffee on Saturday morning, and I'll do the 2 Sudokus.
That's weird habit.
Why?
I don't know. Why wouldn't you play it every day, even if it's easy, just to fill in the boxes?
Because I don't want to fill in the boxes. I want to be
challenged.
You
still playing Wordle?
Oh, yeah.
Every day?
Pretty much, yeah.
You've got quite a routine of things that you have to do in the morning. You have to drink coffee, you have to play Sudoku, you have to get on the phone, you have to play Wordle.
Yeah.
So when does the nonsense stop and the day begin?
Usually about 7:30.
About 7:30?
Yeah.
Good for you.
But I like my routine. I have a good life.
Yeah, you do have a good life. And you have a good wife.
I have a good wife.
You have a lovely family.
Yes, I do.
And I noticed that your granddaughter is not in St. Louis today.
Nope, she's down on the beach in Florida.
What is she, 4 months old?
4 months,
and
just,
she's
just
already
4 months old.
On the beach.
She's on the beach, and they're down there. My daughter's buddies from high school, one of the fathers has a place down there, and so there are a bunch of the pals from high school have
and
all
their
gathered.
Kids?
I think Mary Catherine is the only one that has kids right now, I think.
Really?
So, yeah. Batula's down there.
How's that work out when they're playing beer pong?
Well,
what's Lola?
We'll just have to ask about that. I don't know. Yeah.
Tula. Tula, what's her full name?
Little Tula Christie Collins.
Take us out with the song that you sing her.
I'm not going to do that.
But, I tried, PJ.
But, hey, we do have a little song coming back.
Yeah?
Timmy Trumpet. Timmy Trumpet is going to bring us back, and that's next on KMOX.
Hello there. Welcome back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly. If you wait just a little while, give yourself a little bit of sleep. Wake up tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Flip on the news station here. Get your latest weather, traffic together, and then Hancock and Kelly
and
back
news.
Together.
You got to have the news tomorrow.
That's
lots
right.
of news going on out there. Well, you know, I love baseball.
Yeah.
And I love every player now has their own walk-up song, and every reliever, or many of them, when they come in out of the bullpen, have their own little walk-in song.
Right.
And the New York Mets reliever, a fellow named Edwin Diaz, a good reliever, very good. He's a closer, I believe.
Is he leading in saves right now?
He's not leading, but he's
up there.
He's a very good closer.
Right.
And so he has this song. It's called Narco. Narco?
Yep.
Narco. And it's performed by this performer whose name is, what's his name?
Timmy Trumpet.
And so the other night, and so every time Edwin Diaz comes into the game, they play Narco by Timmy Trumpet over the loudspeakers.
We'll play it. Let's hear what it is.
Well, now hold on.
Oh, okay.
So the other night, Edwin Diaz is introduced into the game, and out of the stands comes Timmy Trumpet. And this is what happened.
Great song.
It's a wonderful tune, a habanera rhythm there. And Timmy Trumpet walks out of the stands and blows the trumpet as Edwin Diaz comes into the game. How cool is that?
Well, it has to be what an adrenaline rush for this kid going to the mound, right?
Right.
But it also would probably build up an expectation that could be hard to deal with.
Nah.
I mean, because you're getting introduced like you're a WWE wrestler. You know, you're walking in, they're playing music, and lights are going off. And here you are, you're coming in to close the game.
Right.
That's a lot of pressure, brother.
Well, but there's pressure whether you have the music or not. I think it's cool. Hmm. I love walk-up song, you know.
So,
of course, they have them in snooker.
Yeah, but we'll get to that in a second. But who our closer is, of course.
Ryan Helsley.
Yeah, and he can whip it, man. So what would you think if they were playing Born in the USA or something, when Ryan Helsley comes walking out, and it's this big production? Don't you think that just makes some uncomfortableness for the pitcher and the expectation?
No.
Because the entire city field is all standing up and they're heaving.
We got Timmy the Trumpet out there.
Who's Timmy the Trumpet?
That's the guy that plays the Narco.
Did you know who he was before this week?
Timmy the Trumpet.
Yeah.
I mean, no.
Enough said. Is Narco, like, is that the theme song of the show on, like, Netflix or something? No. Has nothing to do with that.
It just doesn't matter. It's Edwin Diaz's song. He likes Narco by Timmy the Trumpet,
okay.
Whatever his name is. What's his name, Timmy the Trumpet?
Just Timmy Trumpet.
He's not Timmy the Trumpet.
No.
He's just Timmy Trumpet.
Just Timmy Trumpet.
There's no the in Timmy the Trumpet.
No.
Okay. Well, there you go. So Timmy the Trumpet is out there.
He's not Bob Dole.
And he's blowing his horn, and here comes Edwin Diaz out of the bullpen throwing the ball.
Yeah.
What would your walk-up song be? I know what mine would be.
Sometimes I dream that he is me, like Mike. If I could be like Mike.
Yeah, okay.
Like Mike.
That's fine.
If I could be like Mike.
That's good. That's plenty.
That's the Michael Jordan song. Can you pull that up for us?
Maybe we don't want to hear that. Nobody wants to.
Yeah, well, you're going to give us Drops of Jupiter like you're a 13-year-old girl.
Yeah, can you pull up Drops of Jupiter?
We're going to listen to a little like Mike here.
All right, here comes.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Mine's a man's song. You're listening to something that, you know, I'm surprised you didn't pick a Taylor Swift.
That's Ronnie O'Sullivan's walk-up song, Drops of Jupiter.
I understand.
Tell me, did the Venus cross your mind?
Was my heart on you the line?
Great tune.
But there you go. This is me. Don't you think it'd be a good song to be
introduced? It's pretty narcissistic, if you want to know the truth.
Well, I don't like to talk. Okay, so Well, let's hear a little drops of Jupiter.
You got to go to 2 minutes and 11 seconds into the
11 seconds.
Well, that's when Ronnie comes into the snooker tournament. Ronnie's not playing this season right now.
Yeah, he's got a tennis elbow, but he plays snooker. So I wonder how he got tennis elbow.
Well, it happens. I mean, you got the thing and the elbow there.
Yeah.
So
the most of my pain from snooker comes like in the upper back, my
lower back for me.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
We play enough. We sometimes have done 4 hours in a row on that.
Oh, here we are. 7-time world champion, 40 ranking titles, blink and you'll miss him, the Rocket, Ronnie O'Sullivan.
Doesn't that sound like a song they play at your prom?
Okay, everybody, get together. It's time to crown the queen of the prom.
Don't be dissing Ronnie O'Sullivan.
I'm not dissing Ronnie O'Sullivan, but drops of Jupiter? I mean, that's not the most...
PJ, let's get Ronnie O'Sullivan on the show.
Timmy Horn's song.
Timmy the Trumpet.
It's got the bum, 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 and yours is, I want to fall in love.
Tell me. No, it's not fall in love. You don't even know what the song's about,
because it sounds like you might as well be, just a love song.
He was with this girl, and she wanted to go find herself, and she broke up with him.
Hello, exactly. It's a relationship song.
Yeah, well.
That is not a let me pump you up and go take on the world.
Well, he's won the world championship 7 times.
I understand, but the fact that you have adopted this song as your song, and then have the audacity to accuse me of being narcissistic with, like, Mike.
Well, if I said, like, Johnny Be Good would be my song, okay, that would be narcissistic.
No, it wouldn't be.
It's about me.
No, I think it'd be great.
Your song, Mike, is about you.
Well, that's because I don't think that, but it probably would be A Beautiful Day is what I'd walk up to. It's a beautiful day.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's, what you call them?
That'd be U2.
That's U2.
That's the most important band on the planet, which you also happen to be Irish. Did I mention that the Lord's team is playing on Saturday?
So why are you a Notre Dame fan? You didn't go
there.
I'm
Irish. Yeah. I'm Irish and I'm Catholic. I grew up. I mean, I got to have something to cling on to in life. Hmm. You know, what are you a fan of?
Have you seen the movie Rudy?
I have, yeah.
Who was the coach of Notre Dame for the movie?
Oh, the guy from here in Missouri,
yes.
Dan Devine?
Yes.
Hello.
Very well done.
Hello.
Did you know that, PJ? He did not. Nope. Have you seen Rudy, PJ?
No.
Oh, Rudy's a great movie.
Yeah.
Rudy's a great movie. Yeah. But don't take any advice from Hancock. He's not even seen the movie The Godfather.
Whoa.
Maybe the most important film ever made.
It's not the most important film
ever made. It is. And you're in a business that uses nonstop references to The Godfather.
Like what?
We're going to take it to the mattresses.
Never heard of it.
Never tell anybody outside the family what you're thinking.
Never heard of it.
Oh, come on.
Never heard of it.
You know, what are you talking about?
I've never used those expressions.
The other day when you and I were planning something, you said, and then we're going to kill the five families.
I never said that.
Oh, that's a line from The Godfather.
Oh, Well, folks, let's recount. Recap. We got here.
A-E-I-O-U.
We talked a lot. And you listen,
sometimes
of
Y and W.
And W's not a vowel.
It is.
Michael Kelly, John Hancock, the best of Glover is next here on
See you in the Morning.
Up your feet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.